Johnny.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
All right, we're back with the Smoky Shelter, and this is your host, Big Lance, and...
What's up, Podcast Land? Tonight we are discussing the 2016 James McAvoy, M. Night Shyamalan split.
Shyamalama.
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong. I like his name, but his movies are hit and miss with me. I'm not going to lie.
M. Night, come along.
I like some of his shit. Some of it I don't care for too much.
Think that's everybody's opinion.
Yeah. Well, he's had some bombs, dude. I mean,
as he first come out and everybody loved him, what, Sixth Sense?
Sixth Sense blew minds.
Was that his first movie? Or was that his first big hit?
We'll find out.
I think that was his first big hit.
Let's take a second before we jump into Split and talk about that my man, M. Night Shyamalan.
That was around
Shyamalama Ding Dong.
That was around 2000 era.
Let's see.
Maybe 99.
Okay, he directed Playing with Anger. Never heard of that. Wide Awake. Was 98. Playing with Anger was 92. Wide Awake was 98. Sixth Sense was 99.
Yeah, I thought it was.
And after Sixth Sense,
Unbreakable 2000. Yeah.
And then Signs in 02. Now, okay. I like Sixth Sense.
That's probably
like
what put him on the map.
I
was
like
the Signs and Sixth Sense and Unbreakable probably. And then after that, it was After Earth.
The Village was the next
Village,
one.
Yeah.
That one disappointed me, but I'd like to go back and revisit it now that I'm a little older. Because at the time,
I told you that I kind of liked it.
Well, a lot of people I've listened to.
Well, I've heard a lot of people say that it was a shitty rogue movie by him too.
The only reason I didn't care for The Village is because I was not satisfied with the ending. When that ending rolled about, that twist ending, I didn't like it.
That's what I kind of liked about it. Though. If there would have been a monster, that would have been fine too. But I think that...
We're spoiling The Village here in this episode.
Yeah,
too.
But I think... if you hadn't seen The Village and you're studying this one, is weird.
Well,
but anyway.
The next one's Lady in the Water, which I haven't watched that one. But I did listen to a podcast on it. That one, everybody says, kind of went to shit. The Happening was not good, apparently.
I liked The Happening. I mean, it was a bit...
I think I watched The Happening. It had something to do with...
I don't think you did. John Leguizamo was on it, and Mark Wahlberg. You watched it?
Did that have something to do with plants?
They thought it could have been plants.
Yeah.
They said... It could have possibly been the plants.
I did watch that one time. It didn't stick
attacking
with me.
Us is what it was. They thought it might have been the plants attacking us. But they really never found out what it was, government or not. It was probably government. But it was in the air, whatever it was. And it swept through, and that was it. And it went away.
Then after that, it was The Last Airbender, which everybody said that one was crap.
I liked it.
I never watched it.
I liked it. I bought it. I got it at the house, The Last
Airbender. It's based on the Nickelodeon cartoon.
Yeah, and
Avatar.
It probably wasn't the best movie in the world because I don't remember a lot about it, but the things that I do remember about it was cool. I mean, he could control air, and there was a group that could control water. There was a group that could control fire, and there was another that could control the earth. And he could control all of the elements.
Well, after The Last Airbender, then we jumped to 2013, After Earth, which that also bombed.
I kind of liked it.
See, I did watch that one, and I did not care for that. I don't care for Will Smith's son. He's
not really
a good actor, in my opinion. I didn't really like him in Karate Kid. I mean, I don't know. He's not his daddy's son. I mean, he is, but he's not his daddy.
He's young, man. I think, he can be a great actor one day.
But he ain't right now.
Will Smith didn't really get into it until he was in his later teen. Well, probably right.
I don't know.
Probably around the same time.
Well, then he did After Earth, he did the first episode of Wayward Pines. I don't know if you ever watched that, but that was a really crazy show. I could see that being something he created. But it just says one episode. So
I never got into that. Is it a television show?
It was a one-series miniseries.
What was it about? I heard about it.
It was about these people that just woke up in this town of Wayward Pines, and they couldn't leave. And it was...
Something holding them there? Something telling them they can't leave?
Well, I mean, if you want me to ruin it for you, you're never going to watch it.
No, I mean, no. I reckon, I don't know. There's a twist. Sounds interesting.
There's an M. Night Shyamalan twist, and right. If I tell you what it is, then it's...
Okay, well, all right, let's get off of it. I might watch it now.
After Wayward Pines, he goes into The Visit. I have not seen that.
Good movie.
I want to
really
watch it.
Good movie.
Well, I just bought it on Vudu for like $6.99, and I'm going to watch that.
It is a really good
movie. I heard good things about that one. So then he goes into Split, which we know... we'll talk about tonight. And then he also has two movies coming out. One's called Labor of Love. Don't know what that is. The other one's called Glass.
Glass?
I wonder if that's the sequel.
That's what I'm thinking.
2019 it's scheduled to come out. It's
I'm
already
about
been
sure it is. All right, so we're going to go on and break an Easter egg for you. Can we go ahead and do that? That this movie is kind of comparable to Unbreakable?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I want to mention something that's kind of neat. If you line the movie posters up together, the fucking glass that are broken on both fucking movie posters, they line up together.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
That is neat. And that's a little Easter egg letting you know that these are in the same universe. All right, this just in, Smoky Shelter News. I pulled up Glass 2019. Mm-hmm. It's directed and written by M. Night Shyamalan. It's going to star Anya Taylor-Joy, which was the girl in Split.
So is this going to be a...
James McAvoy?
Going to have Samuel L. Jackson?
And Bruce Willis. No, Samuel Jackson died.
But how? I can't remember it.
I don't know. I have to go back and watch it. Oh, no, he's going to be in it.
Yeah, he ain't
Samuel
dead.
L. Jackson's going to be
he's
in
not
it as
dead.
Mr.
He
Glass.
He just walks away from him at the end of the movie. Because he finds out what he did, and he walks away from him.
Let me tell you the character names. Anya Taylor-Joy is going to be Casey Cook. That's who she was. Bruce Willis is going to be David Dunn. That's who he was.
So the chick from the Split's going to be on it?
Yeah.
Oh, I like her.
She's going to be on it. Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson, they're all reprising their characters from Unbreakable and Split. James McAvoy, it's got him listed as Kevin Wendell Crumb, the Beast, Patricia, Dennis, Hedwig, Barry, Jade, Orwell, Heinrich, and Norma.
Is chick politically correct?
I don't care. I say chick.
D. Yeah, but I mean, we're feeding to an audience that might not like that.
I mean, I'm not saying there are no women that listen to our show. I'm sure y'all are out there, podcast land.
But
ladies,
we're not trying to offend you by saying that.
I mean,
I reckon we're 90s babies, and we watched Saved by the Bell, and y'all were chicks. I mean,
we speak our mind on the smoke.
I mean, at least we're not calling you birds. We're not from England.
Got me on that one, Big Lance.
Yeah, that's what they call girls in England's birds.
Royale with cheese.
Look at that bird over there. Instead of saying, look at that chick.
So, dude, I'm excited about Glass coming out. Okay, let's get into this movie, Split.
John McAvoy, fucking great actor, man.
Man, he
did an
awesome job. And I'm going to tell you something.
If he didn't pull fucking M. Night Shyamalan's toes out of the or feet out of the mud for him, he's the one that brought M. Night Shyamalan back on the mark. If it wasn't for him, I don't think people would be talking about this movie like they are. Because he damn sure pulled it off.
I have to agree with you. 90% of this fucking movie and what makes it so good is his acting.
Well, he's 90% of the characters in this movie.
He is. I've been asking for a huge paycheck because I want a paycheck for each personality.
And you know my name. I'm fucking Xavier, dude. I'm going to bring it.
But you know what? Let me say something about James McAvoy. He has not had a good career. Wanted was supposed to be his big breakout, and Wanted didn't. Even though I like Wanted.
I loved Wanted.
I like Wanted. It did not do good.
The end was stupid.
Yeah, it didn't do good, though. So, but yeah, I mean, when he got Charles Xavier role, and then he turned around and got this role, that is what, he's broken out now. This movie actually don't have a lot of people I know. James McAvoy is really the only person in this movie that I know. You know, M. Night Shyamalan.
That
put
girl.
Himself in it. He
I did. I seen him in Unbreakable, too. He's in every movie.
He's not every one of them,
just
but he's
about,
in a lot of them.
Just about.
He's
just
not in
about.
Lady in the Water is what I've heard.
And he don't play a big part. He just cameos in them. Pretty
Except
much.
In fucking... No, he was in Lady in the Water. In Lady in the Water, he was
he
the
acted one, in that.
He was the one who saved the world at the end.
Oh, okay.
So he actually did play a big role
he
in that.
The Last Airbender. All right. Well, let's talk about this movie a little bit, man.
Jump on in. It's your movie.
It starts out with this girl. She's waiting on her mom or something, and something happens. Her mom can't pick her up, and this dad of her friends or whatever is like, we'll take you home.
Let me say, she's not waiting on her mom. She's waiting on her uncle.
Uncle. To pick her up. Okay. Is that significant?
It will be.
In Glass?
No, it will be as this movie progresses.
Okay, I don't remember how it becomes significant, but I'm glad you are.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
That's the uncle who was molesting her as a little girl. And the dad died, and the uncle took custody of her.
So she had still been molested?
She got all them scars from somewhere.
I need to go back and watch this movie again. I was going to watch it today, but I fell asleep and just kept sleeping and sleeping and sleeping. But anyway
so yeah. Uncle is supposed to pick her up.
But something happens. He can't come get her. And right. Dad's like, well, we'll take you home. Yeah. And immediately she's just like, she's watching her surroundings. These other girls are in the back seat just fucking.
You're right. Go ahead.
These other girls are in the back seat just fucking talking. And they're waiting on the dad to put all their luggage in the trunk. So, anyway, he lays down a box of their food that they had been eating, their leftovers or whatnot.
Before we get into that, I just wanted you to know, I pointed out to you if you didn't catch it, she's not really, really friends with him.
No, they're really, kind of picking on her.
They don't really care for her.
They're kind of picking on her, right. Yeah.
She's kind of the outsider.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
They're the main girls.
Exactly. I got
you. Go ahead.
But anyway, she's sitting in the front seat. They're all in the back because they're buddy-buddy and hanging out together playing footsie. And so the girl, she looks in the little passenger side mirror and she sees some boxes that are setting up of their food that the man set down so he could put the luggage in and then put the food in last so the food didn't get crushed. Well, she looks back in and all the fucking boxes are just thrown over. And you see that guy walking up, but you can't see what's happening. But you see some shit happening in the back glass of the car, but the trunk's open. So you only see that little bit, that little crack in between the trunk and the fucking glass or whatever. So you don't know what's going on, but you see that goddamn food on the ground, so you know something's going on. And then all of a sudden you just hear the door open. He says down, nobody's looking at him. The girl, even in the passenger seat, never even looks right at him. But she knows something's going on. She feels something strange because she sees the food on the ground. So she's looking over really slowly. And she looks at the fucking guy. And it's James McAvoy. And he's just fucking calm as can be. Looking over back at her. I don't know where that came from. He's looking back at her. And then he looks back at the girl. And they're steadily talking. And he calmly puts on his medicine, the fucking mask that goes over your face, like in a hospital.
Little paper mask.
Yeah. He puts that on, and then he takes out, puts his gloves on really slowly, and then he's got this fucking little spray.
It's like chloroform in spray form.
And then all of a sudden you hear the girls in the back, hey, who the fuck are you? Who are you, guy? Yeah, I know what keeps happening.
I'm trying to figure out why. Anyway, go ahead.
And anyway, the girls are like, who are you, guy? And he turns around and he sprays them in the face and they fall asleep. And then he takes his mask off and sets the fucking spray down and looks over at the girl. And she's calm and he's calm, so he's like,
he wasn't going to spray her.
I'm not going to spray you. You're acting fine. Let's ride, girl. So he goes to crank up the car and all that shit. And she's slowly putting her hand towards the handle. And she slowly pulls that handle. And you hear the fucking doorbell.
Ding.
Ding. So what does he do? He looks over at her real quick. And very calmly puts his mask back on. And sprays her in the face.
You're buzzing. And let me try something. All right, fix your buzzing real quick. Okay. I think it's you getting excited, maybe.
Well, that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's when you do that.
I've never done that before.
Do that again.
All
right. Try it now.
Hey.
Try it now.
Hey!
Try it now.
Hey!
Okay.
Hey!
Now talking to you, Mike.
Hey! Hello! Can you cut me up? Hey! A little down. Hey! That's good. Hello, podcast land.
All right, we're back. I mean, dude, we had some
technical issues
going on there. So
glad we got that fixed in a hurry. All right,
sorry about the beginning of this episode, guys.
We're back, and anyway, she's slowly, like I was saying, she's slowly grabbing towards that handle, and she finally pops it, and the doorbell rings on the car, and it's like ding, 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 and he quickly turns towards her and looks. And she's not moving. She's just frozen, man. Because I reckon because she's been in situations where she's been fucked up her whole life.
Yep.
And she knows not to do nothing. She might get fucking smacked in the face or something. But anyway, she's fucking just frozen. And he's like slowly puts on his mask and sprays her in the face and knocks her out. Well, then, what, they wake up, and she wakes up, and her friends are coddling each other, or the girls that were there. They're there coddling each other, like, fucking worried about each other, and not giving a fuck about her, right? She's been over there asleep the whole time. Fuck her. Did you notice that?
See, I didn't really get that. I know, I see it now that you bring it up, but I don't think I
the
seen
entire
it time.
Time them girls was for each other. Them two girls, they were sitting there holding each other when she went to when James McAvoy first went to grab the one girl. Them two girls was sitting there trying to help each other. They didn't give a fuck about her. She was on another bed all by herself.
Right.
She was by herself.
Like I said, in retrospect, I see that. But at the time, no. I mean, I didn't focus on that.
Yeah, but you focused that they wasn't friends, but you didn't notice that. I noticed that.
I just didn't notice that. I mean, and again, I'm not saying I didn't notice all it. Right. It's just not a focus at that point.
But
I
anyway,
was wondering where we're going from here.
But anyway, they wake up there and they're kind of coddling each other, and then James McAvoy walks in, and he's like, look, I'm not going to hurt you. We're just waiting for somebody to come along. I reckon it's the Beast, or maybe it's the girl. What's the girl's name?
Patricia,
and who? What's the other guy's name?
Dennis.
Is Dennis the good guy?
No, Dennis is
the bad guy.
Yeah, he's the real calm guy who's got a shirt button all over.
That's
up.
The one that's
glasses.
Talking to him. That's the one that's talking to him at the beginning. That's the one that
kidnaps
him.
Kidnaps him, right.
Okay, he's the real calm guy. He don't fucking, his heartbeat is going fucking at like 60 beats per minute. It's fucking slow.
Uh-huh.
He ain't going to get fucking agitated and crazy. He's just calm as can be. All right. What does he do?
Kind of reminds me of Jack Reacher.
Kind of does.
Yeah.
Maybe me and Night Shyamalan can work with Jack Reacher and do a third one, and maybe everybody will like the third one.
Maybe.
I like both of them, don't get me wrong, but the first one was really good.
The second one just kind of rehashed the first one.
Right, but let's hope they do something with the third one.
Just don't rehash the first two. Do something different.
But you know, in the
Kill
book...
Kill Jack Reacher.
In the book series, everybody says, watch, never go back.
Or read.
Reed never go back. And that's the second one. So where did he fuck? Where did the directors and all fuck up there?
Hey man, Hollywood's been fucking up books for years.
That's right. All right. Well, let's get back to Split. So
you want to talk a little bit
about the doctor?
Are you wanting to go through this plot, or you want
a little bit, but not so much?
I was just going to ask if you wanted to talk about the different characters he played.
Yeah, well,
you want to bring that up?
Well, I'm sure by now y'all know he's got split personalities,
right?
And that's why the movie's named Split.
And how many does he have, though?
He has 23 that we know of, that his doctor knows of.
24 counting the Beast.
24 counting the Beast, right. Which is pretty much. It's pretty much this M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end. The Beast is this twist.
It's not much of a twist. This wasn't really a twist movie. This was a suspense.
I thought it was thriller. It was kind of a twist movie because you never would have expected one of the personalities to be fucking that.
Well, they talked about the Beast all through the movie. He's coming.
They brought it out about halfway through the movie that there was a beast coming.
And by the time you see him, they've pretty much told you the beast is coming.
He's a different personality. But would you really expect it to him to change that much? Mm-mm.
No. And that's where I say I think.
But the lady said now she had studied other people that had these split personalities, and they had stuffs such as one of the personalities would be a bodybuilder that could lift over 350 pounds, and that was crazy. Did you notice that?
She said
that, and that was an Unbreakable dude. He could lift over 350 pounds. That's what that was the last thing he lifted was he told his son. That might be an Easter egg that I found out.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Might be.
But maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe that was just bullshit that I'm just coming up with in my head right now. So, podcast land, let me know if I'm bullshitting you. But anyway, so there's other people that have these other personalities that their body types change a little bit. Like one of the personalities has high cholesterol, but the other personality don't. So
one of his, the one.
This
guy, Jade. Yeah. I think it was Jade.
Yeah,
she was diabetic and had to take insulin, or it was Barry. One of those.
That
personality
of him,
yeah,
John Maxwell?
Had to take insulin shots.
Really?
None of the rest of them did though.
Wow.
But I kind of figured that to be he is diabetic, and that's the one that comes out to take
whenever
the insulin
he needs the insulin. Yeah. That's when it comes out. Maybe.
But at the same time, they kind of led you to believe.
And cholesterol goes up and down. Maybe that cholesterol only comes up when he's that personality. And maybe that's what makes him go into that personality.
Well,
it's
science your goddamn way out of him turning into the beast.
Okay, I watched the movie, I didn't see him grow 7 foot tall like
he
said he could.
Dude, he did, man.
Maybe he did. I just didn't notice it. But I did notice his fucking, his muscular changed, his veins started popping out of his body like he was goddamn Incredible Hulk. And he could climb up walls like fucking Spider-Man. So apparently, yeah, it changed his whole fucking body type and everything.
Well, getting into more spoilers here.
But I didn't see like a werewolf transformation. I didn't see him turn into 7 foot tall. I didn't notice that.
No, because M. Night Shyamalan does a lot of close up. I mean, he was in
right
McAvoy's
when he
face
when he fell down and
he'd
and
come
you
back
could
up taller.
You could see his back. I seen everything bulging and then the veins right popping out. And you could tell he was fucking, and his face just fucking, oh my God.
Everything just got bigger.
He's a good fucking actor.
He is.
But then, I didn't notice him when he stood up that he was a lot taller. I couldn't tell, man. I just couldn't tell. Maybe it was because he was by himself. And whenever I seen him up against her, I didn't notice that he was like fucking a basketball player up against her.
Well, do you know how he created that personality, the beast, come about?
How?
Well, because, you know, and of course you don't find this out till the very end of the movie, but you know where they were located the whole time, right?
It was like some fucking working, a plant.
No, it was the zoo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I just remember in the background, you could see like the lockers, and then it looked like maybe up under the fucking zoo or something where their sewage went to or something.
No, it was like the workers' area. He worked at the zoo.
Yeah,
that's what they said at the end on that thing. He was an employee of the zoo.
Right.
And he just lived there, too.
Okay.
And, It manifested. The beast manifested from all of the animals. That's why he was so animalistic, because it took on a persona of all the animals combined. And see, that bitch wasn't just climbing walls like Spider-Man. Those were like
rock walls.
He was holding on to that shit.
So he like inherited the trait from watching the personalities of animals?
However, he manifest those different personalities.
But how does that change your body? How does that?
I didn't say I could prove the science.
All right. Well, this is the science
of
it.
The point
is,
a supervillain who can do that.
This is the science of it. Can I tell you?
Absolutely. Lay it on me, Big Lynch.
Well, your brain, you can only use like 10% of your brain.
Correct.
Well, since how he has 24 personalities, and they all share a part of his brain.
He's using more of
his
brain.
He's using a hell of a lot more of his brain.
That makes sense. I like that.
Yeah. Air high five?
Air high five.
That's what I'm talking
That's
about.
That's good. I like
I just come up with that.
It makes sense, though. I mean, he's using 75% of his brain with 24 different
right.
things. I mean, yeah, he's...
And then the beast is using the other 25.
Maybe.
What can you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Did you want to talk about the doctor?
Have a little help, huh?
Did you want to talk about the doctor? You brought her up earlier.
And he really cared for that doctor, I feel like. Or who was the guy that she normally talked to?
The actual guy.
Yeah.
Born not born of okay. actual physicality
right.
is Kevin Wendell Crump.
And that's who she normally talked to was Kevin?
I think she talked to several of them. But that was the main guy. He is the yeah. actual person. Kevin Wendell
And that's
Crump.
The one she wants to talk to when right. she talks to him most of the time.
But sometimes she gets
And
dentist,
that's the one.
She gets
that's
Hedwig.
The one she gets tricked by. Like, he's like, I'm Kevin, but no, he was Dennis.
He was Dennis. And she knew it.
She knew it was Dennis, yeah, because she called him out on it. She's yeah. like, I think you're Dennis. I think you're lying to me. He's like, no. And the way he talks different. He's got that fucking...
He's got different accents.
He's got that New Yorker accent. Or whatever
oh.
it is. He ain't Quinn necessarily. He ain't got that Staten Island accent.
Get off my island. Well, you know what they do? When Brian talks about Quinn and he tries to imitate him, you know who he sounds like? Andrew Dice Clay. Oh!
Wait till...
That's who he sounds like.
You ain't heard this yet, but wait till Walt starts imitating Quinn. That
okay.
shit's funny as fuck. They start talking about Batgirl and he says... Oracle. And then
Oracle.
And then Quinn starts saying it, but he tries to play along with him, and he's doing it more. He's like, Oracle.
Oh. All right, come on. Let's finish this shit.
I'm
now.
Sorry.
Shit's funny. So anyway, yeah, I mean, we didn't really talk about all the personalities. We jumped back into the doctor, but I was wanting to bring up Hedwig, the little kid. Now, as you can obviously know as you watch this movie, you realize...
Yeah, Hedwig, he's cool.
...that there's only about three or four main people that...
But he can come out whenever he wants to.
He controls the light.
That's what he says. That's crazy. So he can come out...
Anytime he wants to.
...and save them from the beast.
But he's on their side, though.
Yeah, because Dennis and Patricia are telling him
They're
what to
say.
They're
mind-fucking him. Yeah, he's a kid. He's
is
got
it,
mentality
Is this
of a kid.
Not kind of like almost like Inside John Malkovich?
I don't know, but that's a good, weird-ass fucking movie.
We should do Inside John Malkovich. But
being John Malkovich.
But remember, they're all like in a room together, and they can't
they're
see
all
each
sitting
other.
In
they
a chair.
Can they see each other?
I don't know, but they said this like they're all sitting
they're
in a chair waiting to go to the light.
No, I'm talking about John Malkovich. They're all like in a room together.
Yeah,
can't see each other, but they can hear each other talk.
Something like that. I have to go back and watch that one. But in this one, they describe it as we're all sitting in a room on a chair waiting for our turn to go into the light. And Hedwig, the child, controls the light. And because Dennis and Patricia has mind-fucked him, he's allowing them to keep the light and not letting the others come through. And the others are wanting to revolt against them. So
yeah,
you,
Kevin and all of them.
Well, Kevin just wants to die.
Really?
Yeah, man. When he comes to, when she finally gets him, because the nurse,
he's
the doctor,
like, yeah, just kill
says,
me.
Ask. Say his
Get
name.
Get the gun. Just kill me.
Yeah.
Well, that's only at that point he wants to die.
Because he knows that he's
well,
done
he
wrong.
Knows what he's done. He knows what's fixing to happen. And he's like, kill me before the beast comes back and I fucking kill you. Just kill me. I think that's
I thought he already wanted to die and he just didn't have control because he was like, did I do something bad again? Did I hurt you?
Yeah, but I don't think that he wanted just... I don't think that any time...
I feel like he's had enough watching this, and he just wants to die so no one else gets hurt, because this ain't the first girls that he's
right.
hurt. He's been hurting
but
people
I
a long time.
But I feel like that he sees that the beast is going to come back and hurt
well,
her
that makes
and all
sense
that,
too.
And he's
I
just
get that.
Like, kill me.
Well, we've seen that in two different ways.
And as she's going for the bullets, what happens? He turns back into the beast.
Yep. Yeah. No, he turns into Patricia first. Patricia. And... She goes for the bullets.
And he's done killed,
and then
he's done killed
the
doctor
beast.
At this point.
Yeah, because the doctor's who wrote, that's what I was trying to say before, the doctor is who wrote right as she was dying, or not dying, but she was drugged up and she was trying to come undrugged, and she was coming to, and she just wrote on there, she said, say his name, Kevin Wendell Crumb, and then she kind of fell over and the beast come in and picked her up and just broke her back.
Squeezed her to death, yeah.
Ah, yeah, he killed her.
Yeah, John Malkovich's good actor, man. I really loved him in Wanted, and I thought that he played
John
that
Malkovich.
Too. I said John McAvoy.
You said John.
I meant to say John McAvoy.
You said John Malkovich.
But anyway, I like him, man. He is very good actor. And in Wanted, he played it to a T, I thought, man. He would have been a good... He would have been a good Edward Norton in Fight Club, I think.
I could see him as a newer version of Edward Norton. Because I could see Edward Norton in this role.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying he'd do it better than John.
Nah, I don't
James
think
McAvoy,
so.
But
I think John McAvoy did it because he's got the accents and shit.
But if
off.
For some reason James McAvoy couldn't have done it, right. Edward Norton would have been a good substitute.
Yeah, and one of them would have been a country accent, like off the Primal Fear.
Well, he did it in Primal Fear. He just faked it, and he did
right.
it with just two.
That's right. That's what's so badass about him. He faked it and got off of a charge from it for killing somebody, a priest.
Yep. What else about this movie? Is there any other parts you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about that Easter egg at the end where Bruce Willis, you see Bruce Willis, and they're talking about the guy in the wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, I think I did see that part.
Well, at the very end, because, you know, obviously James McAvoy got away, and so did the girl. And I hate how the doctor or the cop was like, your uncle's here to pick you up. And she just looked at that cop like, I do not want to go with that man. But she didn't say nothing, and then it just switched. It flipped to a diner where three teenage girls are watching the story on the news, and one of them's like, that reminds me of that guy in that wheelchair a few years back. What was his name? I can't think of his name. And then you just see Bruce Willis lean up and go, Mr. Glass. And he had his jumpsuit on with his little name tag that said Dunn, because his name was David Dunn. And the girl said, you know, she was like, yeah, that's it. And they got up and walked away, and he just sat there and ate. He just sat there and kept eating, and that was the end of it.
One little...
I love that, though. I love how they brought it back to Unbreakable. Now I want to watch Unbreakable.
I watched it last night. I ain't going to give no spoilers, but it was pretty... It was decent movie, but I just felt like it was kind of strange. It was a lot about a comic book when it come on, and you think it's going to be a comic almost. And I reckon it could be a comic, but... I don't know. It was strange, and I thought the twist would have been a bigger twist at the end, but it was what it was. I like some of M. Night Shyamalan's work that other people don't like better than that one, I would say. So.
All right. Well, what else we got? Is there any other parts before we call it? Because I don't want to leave anything out of this.
Well, I was going to say something about one of the Easter eggs. Oh, yeah, that he named this movie Split, which is the exact opposite of Unbreakable.
That's true. That was another connection. Well, yeah. He didn't beat you over the head with these. You have to kind of either find them you have to listen to somebody else who's found them.
Right. I mean, that's what I did. When I watched it, I haven't never watched Unbreakable before, so I didn't know nothing about it.
Did you not get that thing I sent you?
Yeah, I
that's
did.
What you read
and, but I had found it before you sent that to me. But I didn't find that exact one. So
something
I
similar.
Only found just one little Easter egg on it. But that was a little bit more telling. But, yeah. All right. Well, I reckon we can get in there right now and review.
All right. Well, go ahead, Big Lance.
All right. I really like this movie. I like John McAvoy. I'm not saying
James McAvoy.
I know I keep saying John because John was here and I kept calling him that. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I ain't never not been a fan of M. Night Shyamalan. I like most of his work. Some of it's better than others, but I don't think I've ever seen one and said, this was a fucking shitty movie. I don't think I've ever said that, so... Even After Earth.
I have.
Even After Earth. I like the story of it.
I love the premise of it.
Right.
I love the idea of the movie.
Right.
It just
exactly.
didn't follow
exactly.
through.
Exactly. Well, and John McAvoy can play fucking any fucking role almost. And and he's great in it. So, and that girl, what's the girl? Connie Carrie Callie.
Her name was Casey in the movie.
Casey.
Her name is Anya.
Yeah, she was Taylor Joy. She was a really good actress. I see her doing more.
I just don't know her from anything else.
She looks familiar, but I can't pinpoint it. But I'm gonna give this movie a. I'm give it a 7.8.
7.8. Okay.
It was almost great. Really close.
All right. Well, I agree with you. I mean, I think it was a really good movie. It made me think, and not only that, it gave me a legitimate scare. Not really scare, but suspenseful scare. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like towards the end, when you find out that he's eating these girls' stomachs out, he pulls that girl in. I mean, I'm legitimately scared. I'm like, chick, you better run. You better fucking run. And when the damn doctor opened the door and seen the girl in there, she was like, help us. And she was just standing there with her hand over her mouth and started kind of crying. I'm like, bitch, you better go. He's just going to get you. But, I mean, there was some legitimate fucking run kind of moments. You know, yeah. I'm yelling at the TV, fucking go. Don't just sit there and watch that motherfucker eat that chick's stomach.
True.
Don't just stand there. Go, run. But anyway, I mean, I like the fucking movie. I love James McAvoy's acting. His acting is what made this movie. You take that out, the movie's not going to be good.
It would have been good, but it wouldn't have been the same. Replace
him with some no-name guy that you didn't know that could not really pull this off. I mean, or even somebody you do know. Replace him with fucking Tom Cruise. You think that would have worked?
Tom Cruise can do any roles.
That's true. Tom Cruise is
gold. You replace him with...
Tom Cruise is gold.
Replace him with, like, Chatham Tatum. No. He wouldn't have been able to pull it off.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah, probably.
Still, though, James McAvoy.
Yeah,
I think James McAvoy was perfect. But I'm going to give this movie a 7.5.
Okay.
It was good. I really, really did enjoy it. Okay, well, let's move on to a little budget versus box office.
All righty.
2016. Big Lance, what did this movie spend?
All right. I want to say that, you know, it wasn't an indie film, but I don't think they put a lot into this film because it wasn't a lot of special effects or nothing like that. I'm going to say they put $25 million into it.
Well, you had the right idea. They didn't put a lot in it. They put $9 million into this movie.
Wow, that was almost an indie film, it seems like.
All right. What did this movie gross?
Well, I can't be completely dishonest with you. I actually heard that it did really good and made its money back, but I didn't hear the ending result. I just know that it made over $100 million, so because it said it made over $100 million in box office, so I'm gonna go with. I'm just trying not to be dishonest with my podcast land listeners.
Absolutely,
because when I listened to a YouTube video, I think it was the YouTube video you sent me. I think it said it made over $100 in box office.
$100 million. I hope it made over $100.
Made over $100 million in box office, but I'm going to go with $115 million.
$137.9, so $138 million. It made some goddamn money, dude.
Yeah, it did.
This bitch made some serious
Made almost $130 million profit.
Yeah.
$130 million profit is what it made.
Now, before we get into opening weekend, I want to say this is odd. This movie split. 2016 is what IMDb's got on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But opening weekend for the USA was... January 20th of 2017. So it actually come out in America, in the United States, it come out in January of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
It had to have come out other places to be a 2016 movie. It had to have come out in December somewhere in the world before it hit us. Because why else would it be listed as a 2016 movie if it didn't air until... Didn't come in theaters until January.
You know,
End of January.
I don't know, but on my Cody box, it says it's a 2016 movie. It's on there listed as a 2016 movie.
But opening weekend was January 20th, 2017, in the United States, domestic.
Well, you know what? it could be where, you know, sometimes these big directors, they write something and they make it, and then they show it at a few different places.
I can fucking tell you. Worldwide. Oh, shit, dude. All of it is 2017.
Well, then somebody fucked up there, I think.
But it's on your Kodi box.
It is, but I bet in 2016 you couldn't watch it.
Probably not. Anyway,
I know you couldn't because I was trying to watch it before it come out. And it was on 2016, but it wouldn't let me watch it.
All right. Opening weekend.
Opening weekend. 20 mil.
40.
Still in theater? No, it's on DVD.
No.
It's on DVD. Yep. So it wasn't in theaters, but about 2.5-3 months.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Three. 4 months.
Wow.
January 20th to April 21st.
Yeah, I should have just listened to what you said in January and thought about it.
No, you just had to figure on when you thought it ended.
It went to DVD really quickly.
Oh, yeah, they do. As soon as they're out of theaters, they hit VOD. Video on demand.
Damn.
Because I bought this bitch on...
Well, you can get it at Redbox now.
Yeah, I bought it on Vudu. I knew it was going to be a good movie, so I just went ahead and bought it, and I'm glad I did because I'll watch it again.
So you got The Visit with it?
No, I bought The Visit. It was just... I get emails from Vudu saying $6.99 deals or $4.99 deals.
Watch The Visit.
Right. Or two movies for $9.99 out of this group, and I'll go through and look at them. And I was looking at the one that they gave me for $6.99.
You talking about...
And it was The Visit.
You talking about freaking you out and, like, talking about run. You need to be running. Don't be looking at that. That's The Visit. You're like, oh, fucking go. Just, you know...
Well, I'm going to watch it, and we're probably going to do an episode on it at some point. All right. So, yeah, we're done with that. Let's move on to our game portion of this episode. Problem is we only know one person, and that's James McAvoy. We've already done him at least once, maybe twice. So we're going to have to pull a name from a previous episode. And this was your pick, so I got to pick the character. Did we decide we're going? Yeah, we decided we were going to do something from. Did we decide we were going to do something from a previous episode, or can we just pick any actor? I got a new game. I just don't know how well it'll go off because we might not be good at it.
Let me know what it is first.
It's called, and it's already being done, but it's just really cool to do. Figure out actor's bacon number. Their bacon number.
What's that?
It's how many people
have met Kevin Bacon.
Well, no, it's the actor's bacon number is like, let's say, for example,
how many movies they've been in.
How many steps can they go from? You know, the whole thing is you can go any step. Like, you can, yeah, fuck. You and somebody like Kevin Bacon can be connected within six moves, within six people. You know this person who knows this person who knows this person who knows Kevin Bacon. That's just kind of a thing.
How is that a game? What do you want me to say?
The bacon number is the thing they actually do. Like, you go Tom Cruise.
Uh-huh.
What's Tom Cruise's bacon number? How many people can go, like, who has Kevin Bacon been in a movie with?
Tom Cruise.
No, Tom Cruise. Shit. We'll try this again. You say Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise's bacon number would be how many moves it takes to get to Kevin Bacon. How many movies?
Okay, you got to say another movie.
Yeah. Let's use Tom Cruise. Hang on.
You got to say another name.
Tom Cruise bacon number.
That don't make no sense.
Tom Cruise's bacon number is one.
His bacon number is one because
he's the number one actor in the world.
Because Tom Cruise and Kevin Bacon appeared in a movie together, A Few Good Men. Let's do Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt bacon number.
Oh, it's all about Kevin Bacon?
Chris Pratt's bacon number is two.
Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard appeared in Jurassic Park. Bryce Dallas Howard and Kevin Bacon appeared in Apollo 13.
So it's all got to do with bacon.
That's why it's called bacon. A bacon number.
Who the fuck come up with the bacon game?
You don't remember that episode or that commercial where Kevin Bacon's like, you know, I got my debit card or can I write a check? And they're like, we need two forms of ID. And he's like, really? I'm Kevin Bacon. Give me a second. He runs out and he brings like three people in and he's like, this is the girl you used to date in school. She knows my brother so-and-so. So we're practically like family. This is your mailman. I know him because of this and this. We're practically family.
Oh, my God.
You don't remember that?
I've never heard of this.
Oh, man. I heard about it a couple weeks ago. I've been meaning to bring it up.
And it's so big that you can actually Google.
Google will tell you.
Any actor's bacon number.
And I dare you to find one that's got three or more.
Can you do a cruise number?
No, it's just bacon. It's how the world revolves around Kevin Bacon.
But I don't know bacon that good to do that, I don't think.
No?
I don't think so.
Well, it's not just Kevin Bacon, though. I mean,
yeah,
because
it's people that Kevin Bacon has played in movies with, and how can you line it up with a movie that somebody else
has played?
This
is what I want you to do. And Podcast Land, check this out. This is something you can do at home. If you can find an actor who's got a bacon number of three or higher, write into the smokyshelter at gmail.com and tell us who that actor is. Because I sat down with my oldest boy. We sat down and did this shit for like an hour and a half and couldn't find anybody that's bacon number was more than two.
Tom Cruise
was one. More than two. Three or higher.
You couldn't find one that was like three?
No. Or four or five or six. Nothing higher than two.
All right, I got one.
All right, who? This is the game. Bacon. Try to find one who's got a higher than three.
All right. Shia LaBeouf. Bacon number.
Shia LaBeouf, bacon number.
Shia LaBeouf's bacon number is two.
Lindsay Lohan.
Shia LaBeouf and Brad Pitt appeared in Fury, Brad Pitt and Kevin Bacon in Sleepers.
Lindsay Lohan,
bacon number.
Lindsay Lohan's bacon number is two.
Lindsay Lohan and Meryl Streep, God, a prairie home damn. Companion. Meryl Streep and Kevin Bacon, The River Wild.
All right, Clint Eastwood's bacon number.
Clint Eastwood, bacon number.
Clint Eastwood's bacon number is one.
Clint Eastwood and Kevin Bacon appeared in Eastwood Directs, The Untold Story.
John Wayne's bacon number.
John Wayne's bacon number.
John Wayne's bacon number is two.
John Wayne and Robert Duvall, True Grit. Robert Duvall and Kevin Bacon, Jane Mansfield's car.
Betty White's bacon number.
Betty White, bacon number.
This ain't going to work for our show, but this is cool. Because we could do this for hours.
I know, but it might be cool to do, and then maybe somebody will listen and write in on it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It's not recognizing.
I mean, we could put some of it in if it's good.
Who did you say?
Betty White.
Betty White's bacon number. Betty White's bacon.
Betty White's bacon number is two.
Doug Benson's
Betty
bacon.
White Doug. And Queen Latifah bring down the house. Queen Latifah, Kevin Bacon, beauty shop.
Doug Benson's bacon number.
Doug Benson, bacon number.
Doug Benson's bacon number is two.
God damn.
Doug Benson and David Allen Greer and Heckler. David Allen Greer and Kevin Bacon and the Woodsman. Telling you, bitch, find one. I dare you to find one of three or more.
Sarah Michelle Gellar's bacon number.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, bacon number.
Sarah Michelle Gellar's bacon number is one.
Her and Kevin Bacon, The Air I Breathe.
Goddamn, man. He's been in a lot of fucking movies.
Dude, it's not just him,
but
it's
people he's played with, yeah. He's
everybody. Podcast Land, I dare you. Matter of fact, I promise you something, Podcast Land. If somebody can bring me an email, the first person who can bring me an email at thesmokeshelter@gmail.com,
you couldn't find one that was
that
three.
Says three or more higher on the bacon number, we'll give you something. We'll give you a special gift.
I'm sure you can Google.
You will win.
I'm sure you can Google bacon's three or
bacon numbers that are higher than three. All right, come on. We're going to assume that y'all are going to be honest and not do that. So
don't look, because now you know something.
I didn't look. I just seen where people. There's not
Keanu Reeves' bacon number.
Keanu Reeves' bacon number.
It's probably like 2 or 1.
Keanu Reeves' bacon number is 2.
Keanu Reeves, Jack Nicholson, something's got to give. Jack Nicholson, Kevin Bacon, a few good men.
Pacino.
Al Pacino, bacon number.
I got a good one.
Al Pacino's bacon number is 2.
Ed Harris.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington, bacon number.
Denzel Washington's bacon number is 2.
Ryan Gosling would remember the Titans, and Ryan Gosling, Kevin Bacon, and Crazy Stupid Love. I'm telling you, it's harder than you think. Hey, well, let's do a name game. Just in case that don't work and I cut that out, let's do the name game, okay? So I'm picking tonight. Why don't we pick Kevin Bacon movies?
You just seen a bunch of them. I don't remember none.
Okay,
of
okay. Well, said. Let's keep with the rules. Let's stick to somebody we've already done.
You can pick somebody else.
Let's stick to the movie. We'll stick to the rules. We'll pick the ones who was in episodes we've already done. I'm gonna go with James Franco.
Okay. This is the end.
Have we already done this, James Franco?
I don't think so.
Because I don't think we've done any movies with him recently.
Okay.
Since we've been doing games. Okay. Holy fuck
shit.
Well,
we got some that he's done.
127 hours.
We got plenty that he's done.
Yep.
Pineapple Express. Those are 3 that he's done that we've done.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Spider-Man.
That's 4 that we've done.
We didn't do Spider-Man.
No, but we done Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Yeah. He was in the first one. Okay. I was just thinking about him in Spider-Man 3. Why are you looking at me like that? Freaks and Geeks.
You just said Spider-Man 3.
Oh, Spider-Man 3. That's right.
Okay. Spider-Man 2.
Freaks and Geeks.
Franco. Why him?
God damn, that's the one I had in my mind to do next. Franco. Come on, man, Franco. He's been in a lot of shit. Sausage Party. There's another one that we did. That's 5 movies we've done with him.
Yeah. Franco. Franco. Ooh. What's the name of that movie he did with Jason Statham? Damn, what's it called? Can't think of it, but it was a good movie. He was a meth dealer in the movie, and he played a good acting in that.
What's the name of the movie?
I don't know, but you should watch it.
Okay.
Jason Statham's in it, and it's a good Statham movie.
All right. Well,
he's protecting his daughter in the movie from I think it's Franco's Franco's brother's daughter, and Franco gets into it because I think Jason Statham's daughter beats the shit out of Franco's niece. Yeah. And then they're like, your daughter beat my daughter to death. They broke her shirt. You got to buy her a new shirt. And they're all fucking meth heads and rednecks. And then, that's the brother or whatever. And then Franco gets into it because the brother gets his ass whooped by Jason Statham. And then it gets crazy. You need to watch it. And Podcast Land, watch it. Tell us if we need to do a podcast on it. I made it relevant.
If we ever figure out the name of it.
I made it relevant. Mm-hmm. But Franco, he played in, can I do this? Acting skills with Franco brothers. It was on Amazon. It's on Amazon. It's Amazon original.
Is it a movie or a TV show?
It's a documentary. It's acting skills with the Franco brothers, and it's funny as fuck.
All right, I guess that's never been brought up, so yeah, we can do like, documentary.
He's like, you're walking on lava, and he's throwing pillows at him and shit, at Dave. He's throwing pillows from the couch at him. He's like, now rocks are falling on you. Rocks are falling on you. And Dave's like, ah, ah. It's hilarious.
All right, well, my next pick's going to be Spring Breakers.
Damn. He plays a character named Alien in it. And he dies at the end, like John dies at the end. Or unlike John dies at the end. Franco. You know Franco? He plays in that movie that we're thinking of right now. You know one?
I got two more.
Do you?
Well, one more if you get... If you get
if
take
get,
one of mine.
If I get one of them, you yeah. Don't go. Well, I guess you win then.
All right, cool deal. Well, that was pretty good game. Well,
Teresa has not answered phone or texts, man. She might be in an accident.
Well.
Oh, well. Call her. Oh, well. I called her and texted her. Well, she's not answering.
Not my wife. She'll go to Thomasville and leave her phone at the house. I mean, I get home, I'm calling her, see what she's bringing home for supper, and her phone starts ringing in the living room. I'm like, well, shit.
Oh, and I've been there before now. That sucks. That's a sucky. What it is she'll walk into the store, and I'll be in the car, and I'll call her and be like, get me something, and I hear the phone ringing. I'm like, fuck. I'm too late to get my fat ass out of the car and just buy it myself.
All right, Podcast Land, man. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We definitely enjoyed the movie, so we definitely give it recommends all the way around the board. So check it out. If you like what you heard tonight, spread the word. Check us out at smokyshelter.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Twitter's on Twitter.
Twitter's on Twitter.
You used to say Twitter's on Twit. Now you say Twitter's on Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter's on Twit. Anyway, check us out on Pocket Cast, we're on iTunes, Podomatic. Give us a 5-star rating and review wherever you pick up the show. I think we're pretty much done with this show. We didn't do one word, so is there one word to describe Split?
Breakable.
That's a synonym of what I'm going to say, Split. Yeah, because it's split personality. All right, well, we're pretty much done, guys. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Check us out in the future. We got some really good movie reviews coming up. Any last words, Big Lance?
Always tip your escorts.
Oh, that would be wise. Later.
Nut on the face first, though.
If you nut on her face, you definitely got to tip her.
I've never had an escort, but I just imagine if you had one, that's what you should do.
Why so serious?
Oh, silly.
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me? Fifth element, supreme being, me, protect you, sleep.
Yeah. You got anything to say about this topic before we move on? Just trying to be politically correct.
I don't, sting like a butterfly. Fucking what'd you say? That was funny to me.
Float like a butterfly.
Sting
like a Brad Pitt.
God damn it.
Why was that funny?
I won't never forget that, dude. That was funny.
Just because it was out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. I mean, it just came out of nowhere. When I heard it during the playback, I laughed my ass off.
I did, too. It was funny.